Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Here is the, let's read straight through 23 through 29 of Acts 15. This is the Jerusalem Decree written by the early church, the apostles and the elders, to the whole church sent out with Paul, Barnabas, Judas, who's also named Barsabbas, and Silas. They wrote this letter by them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. Now, I remember a long time ago hearing someone teaching Old Testament principles, and they were trying to filter them into the New Testament. This was the first time I had ever heard of the Council in Jerusalem. And this guy preached Acts 15, and he preached the Jerusalem Decree, and he walked through the four things that the early church gave as instruction to the Gentiles, and he made this elaborate four-part teaching on why these were the four most important things the church could have heard and why they are the four most important things the modern Christian could hear. And he gave all of these little tributaries off that stream and why this represented that. And by the time I was done, I was so confused as to why these four things were relevant. I don't think it ought to be that difficult. I think it's a lot easier to just say this. The early church gave four things that they felt would be the least, if they could get Gentiles to stop doing, it would be best for the Jewish nation and best for Jewish Christians. Let me say it again. If they could get Gentile believers to stop doing these four things: eating stuff offered to an idol, eating things that had blood, eating things that had been strangled, and fornication. If they could stop doing those four things, they would be less offensive to their Jewish brethren and to the Jewish believers. Because Paul will use all of these in his ministry in one way or the other. He'll talk about meat offered to idols. He'll talk about how the idol is nothing. So who cares? But he says, if it offends your brother, don't eat it. He'll talk about food and drink, which are things strangled and things with blood in them. And he'll talk about how they don't matter. And that if you think they matter, he'll say in Romans 14, you're weak in the faith. He'll say, but we won't offend anybody for Christ's sake. So don't, while the world stands. He says, I just wouldn't eat it. He even talks about fornication in 1 Corinthians 6. He says, such were some of you, but you were washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified. All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. You can sleep with them if you want to, but don't you know that you join together with them? Just because it's not against the law doesn't mean it ought to be done. Paul will deal with all of these, but I think the reason the early church chooses them is because they're highly offensive to Jews who have come out of Judaism and into Jewish believing. And I think it's also why they send two other guys with Paul and Barnabas, is to let them know, look, this is the way the early church feels. And we won't see a repeat of this in the rest of the New Testament, which ought to tell us something as well. We'll continue Paul and Barnabas' ministry in Syria. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.